Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I've got an exciting show for you today, and I say I do. Actually, Beth arranged it. Beth Muthart, my radio producer here, she aligned us up with a great guest. In fact, she's an overachiever. It's two guests in one. It's the money couple, Scott and Bethany Palmer, and great topic, the five money personalities and speaking the same love and money language. So this is a book for couples and for people about finances. So it's a great book, and we're going to be talking with Scott and Bethany on the line. You can get more information over at themoneycouple.com. And Scott and Bethany have really dedicated their whole lives to helping others strengthen their relationships and to look at these money personalities. We're going to be getting into that. They have over 40 years of combined financial planning experience, so not exactly fair for me today, but I'll take the chances here. And they launched The Money Couple, and they're regulars on national TV, radio, and they speak internationally about love and money. And yes, those two can go together. And they have been financial advisors, as I said, and they've really just given of themselves. So we're very excited that they're giving to us to be with us on the program. So welcome, Scott and Bethany. Glad to have you on the program.
Well, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
All right, excellent. So I want to dive right in here. Why money personalities? Why the book? How did the two of you get to this point?
Well, like you said, we've got about 40 years of financial planning experience. And really what we found as the couples that we were working with, you know, we put together these great financial plans. We'd be able to check off all the different boxes, you know, the retirement box, the pay your house off early box, the college savings box. And we were doing a great job of checking all these boxes off, but we still found that there was a divorce rate with our clients.
Mm.
And when we would circle back around to them, money just kept coming up. So what we really did, we kind of started this before even that behavioral finance word was out there. We started trying to figure out, okay, why do couples deal with money so differently? And why is money ending so many relationships? And so what we found out was that the Washington Post did an amazing exit poll of divorcees, and 75% of all divorcees cited money as the number one reason for their breakup. 75%. And there were really no resources out there for people. There was no great financial planning stuff. I mean, you could find plenty of getting out of debt, but there really wasn't any relationship money stuff out there. So what Bethany and I decided was that we needed to be able to provide resources for couples. We needed to make sure that these resources were easily executable. They were easy to understand. They could diagnose what the problem is and get back on their feet right away without making it too complicated. And so what we did after 10 years of research and working with all sorts of couples, we created something called the Five Money Personalities. And what these Five Money Personalities are is they're really designed to basically help couples understand why they view money the way they do, but then also help them understand why their spouse probably views it different, their kids probably view it different, their siblings probably view it different, their mom and dad probably view it different. And so that's what we did with these five money personalities. We definitely don't have time to go into all five because it's about a two-hour conversation.
Yeah, really.
But what we wanted to do was make sure that these made sense. And then what we did was we took these money personalities, basically gave them to a statistical scientist out of Stanford, and basically said, hey, can you make an assessment out of this so people can get online, take 8 to 10 minutes of their time, and figure out exactly what they are.
The nice thing is that the thing that's so interesting about these money personalities is that everybody has two of the five money personalities, the primary and the secondary, and a lot of times people just want to stop with their primary.
Okay.
But it's actually the combination of your primary and secondary one that makes you unique, and then you couple that with your spouse or the person you're in a relationship with, and it can really be challenging if you don't understand the dynamics of what's going on. Because let's face it, usually when we are engaged or we are looking for someone to get married to, oftentimes we're attracted to somebody who's opposite, and money is no different. So if we look at money differently than the person that we're in a relationship with, there's so many opportunities for us to bump into each other on a negative from a negative perspective, simply because money does impact us every day. I mean, in a big way it does, but then also in small, everyday ways.
Well, that Bethany, that is so insightful and just really we're peering right into how people are thinking here. And Scott's right, too, about his remark about their books written on, you know, how to get out of debt, but not how to stay in a marriage for your money. But, you know, what's interesting is I was looking over the different personalities and I'm like, well, and it's so funny. I'm like, I'm two of these.
You are.
I'm two of these. And I'm like, uh-oh, what does that mean? And then I'm looking at the list and going, oh, well, then my wife is actually two different ones. And and then I'm like, oh, the poor girl. Oh, my gosh. So it's really so there, you've got an assessment is in the book or on the website to be able to go in and kind of do your little quiz?
Yeah, sure. So the book, The Five Money Personalities, really what we wanted to do with this book was say, okay, how can a couple pick up this book, and then how can a couple really, you know, figure out by reading, and it's only 198 pages, so it's not a super long read, but figure out what their money personalities are, and then where are they gonna have the most conflict in their relationship? And so a lot of the book is saying, hey, if you're dealing with this person with this money personality, this is where you're gonna get frustrated. And so, but we also do the assessment so that they can go in and just get a quick idea of who they are. And then what the book does, the book really digs into how does this work in your relationship? Where are you going to get the most frustrated? How are you going to maybe be able to resolve? Well, not maybe. How can you resolve past hurt? How can you fight fair? How can you learn how to meet on a regular basis about your money and not have it be an argument? It's really designed to get the couple to say, okay, this is who our money personalities are. This is where we struggle. This is how we can meet regularly. This is how we can fight fair about money. And this is how we can get to know each other better through this process.
That's good.
Of the things that we've found to be so helpful is that when you understand your differences, you're able to look at major money decisions and minor ones too, everyday ones, in a different way and start to actually, not appease, but satisfy each person inside of the relationship. So let me give you an example. So for Scott and myself, we're both primary, what is called spenders. So we like to spend money on others, but on ourselves, we also love to spend money on others. We're big gift givers. So we're primary spenders. So we don't have a whole lot of challenge in that part of our relationship. But our secondary money personality, totally opposite. Scott is what's called a security seeker, and I'm what's called a risk taker. And
wow.
So a security seeker is totally opposite from a risk taker. A risk taker is like, let's go for it. Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah,
and a security seeker is like, no, let's do all the research and let's make sure we have a plan. So we bump heads all the time when it comes to decisions, and that's where it comes in. And so now that we understand what our money personalities are, we can really work to make sure that we satisfy both of them. So if I'm coming up with, you know, a crazy new business opportunity venture that I'd like to see us get into, Scott can balance us out and say, okay, great, honey, let's look at and do all the research and make sure that that's going to be a good situation for us.
That's excellent.
The other thing that we found is that holidays and birthdays and vacations are three of the biggest challenges that relationship has to agree on. You know, when you look at birthdays, you know, spend a lot of money or not, those kind of, all those questions around birthdays, all those questions around holidays, and then all the questions around vacations really, really have an impact. So in the back of the book, we have what's called a quick reference guide that tells you how to satisfy each of those personalities inside of a relationship.
You know, it's interesting. We've had over 60,000 people take the free assessment online. And what we found is that the couples that took it together, 80% of those have what Bethany was talking about, something called the opposite dynamic, where inside their relationship, you've got these money personalities that are bumping into each other. So we weren't really surprised at all. I mean, at first we were surprised, but then we weren't surprised to hear that there's 75% of all couples who get divorced cite money as the number one reason for their breakup. When 80% of us are married to basically our money opposite.
Right.
Like Bethany said, you know, from a financial planning standpoint, because we've been in the industry as long as we have, you know, you look at really what's happening in relationships. People don't agree about their retirement plan.
Right.
People don't agree about paying their house off early. People don't really agree about anything when it comes to money. But then you put in holidays, you put in birthdays, you put in college. It's huge. We've been doing some seminars lately for families sending their kids to college, and it's amazing how much people don't agree about who should pay for what and how that looks. And so the parents don't agree, how are they going to be able to bring into the kids into that issue? well.
Well, it's a hot. These are all hot topics for couples, and we've got to dig a little deeper here. Let's grab a break first. Scott and Bethany Palmer, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting a double guest appearance today, which is wonderful. The money couple, the five money personalities, speaking the same love and money language, themoneycouple.com, and that's where that assessment, you can find that as well as a lot of other great information. Of course, the book is available. I've got holding my free copy in my hand, complimentary for having them on the program, and I'll be sharing this with my wife when I get home, but you can pick it up at Amazon or on their website. Quick break, right back.
Hello, I'm Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery. Cremation is a choice that is chosen by many today. Our caring professionals will gladly work with you to plan cremation services and memorializations that fulfill your wishes and honor the life lived. At Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, we offer a wide variety of options, from urns for burial to many other choices. There are many ways to honor your loved one following a cremation. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too. And we are back with Scott and Bethany Palmer on the line, the money couple, the five money personalities, speaking the same love and money language, and the website is themoneycouple.com, where you can look at that assessment, take the quiz. And, you know, before we get back, I was going to share a couple things from before the break, Scott and Bethany, that, you know, with this, it's interesting as I was looking at the list, and of course, I want to go online and do the quiz, and I'll have my wife do it as well, but, you know, you talked about how the two of you were both spenders, but then you diverged on the secondary characteristic, and we diverge. I mean, I'll double check the quiz, but I'm a risk taker and a spender, and then she is a security seeker and a saver. Lord help her, huh?
Well, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, we see, and what a great way for you to really understand the dynamics and the differences between you two and to be able to put a label on it so then you can satisfy. I mean, you can say things like, you know what, honey, let's make sure that we satisfy your saver and security seeker, and then at the same time, let's satisfy my risk taker and sender.
Right.
And one of the things that often happens is that the saver and the security seeker money personality, both of those, often get praised and get elevated as being a better money personality combination.
Mm.
But in all reality, that's not true. Because let's think about all of the support for nonprofits and things like that that happen in churches and all the needs and gifts and things that get taken care of from the spenders and all the new business ventures and all the companies that we have in our country because of other risk takers. And so it's a great way to be able to really talk about who you are. You know, we spoke in front of thousands of people this weekend at a convention, and a lady came up to us afterwards with just tears in her eyes because she said, "Thank you so much for validating who I am.
Mm.
I'm a spender risk taker, and for the first time in my life, I feel like it's okay to be that way."
Right.
Because my mom, all she did was put it down. Now, let's think about that. her mom probably was a saver security seeker and probably constantly put down her giving, the way that her perspective, wanting to start new things, having new ventures, and probably always put that down. But this woman had this big old tears in her eyes and from that. So we're talking about real major stuff here. This isn't, you know, some little fly-by-night quiz thing that you take. No, this is an assessment to be able to really understand what your primary is and your secondary. And,
well, you know, to your
see, it can make a major difference in people's lives.
Yeah, and to your point, Bethany, about, you know, one being it is natural. I think that there's this idea that one particular money personality might be better, and you know, there's this smiling upon the saver, the one that is being more cautious. But you, as you well put, you know, and this is a conversation that sometimes happens in my house, even though we didn't know the terminology that you're empowering us with today, is that, you know, my comment basically is, well, without the risk taking, there ain't nothing to save.
Amen. Yep, amen. That's exactly right. You're exactly right. So now it gives you and your wife and so many people out there in relationships an opportunity to put a label on what they're talking about instead of, which a lot end up arguing about it, unfortunately.
You know, it's interesting because what we find is that we'll have couples, especially if we're doing premarital counseling or something like that, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, we've got four money personalities. Did we not get married? Are we going to make it?
Yeah.
And we tell people all the time, listen, it's not that the having different money personalities is all bad. I mean, you can actually become really strong. I mean, in all reality, the money couple probably wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for Bethany being the risk taker then.
Mm.
So, you know, really, it's one of those things where does it make life a little more complicated? Sure. Does it make life a little more intense? Sometimes, sure. But if you can really learn to take the strength from each of those money personalities,
there you go.
Learn how to work together, you can make your relationship amazing. Because you really are, just like you said, taking advantage of the, hey, we don't have money to save if I'm not out there risking, taking a risk and making it. And yet she's there to say, hey, we could save part of this so that we, you know, have the lifestyle that we want in the future. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, it's one of those things where really the money personalities can really be pretty amazing and work together and really mesh in such a way that it makes the relationship a lot stronger.
Well, with the statistics you shared earlier and how, you know, we're seeing this kind of be one another way in which opposites attract, probably, and then also the statistic you cited, Scott, about the divorce rate, which, of course, we have a phenomenon now in our country, the graying of divorce, that even, you know, divorces have spiked significantly at older ages, that we have a major challenge. And we'll need to get into this. So I'm going to grab a break again. We'll come back and get into it. And it's how to fight fair, because I think that when you have these inherent conflicts or potential sources of conflicts, you have to have good glue to hold it all together. Otherwise, it's going to come apart. So let's grab a break. We'll come back and talk about that. Scott and Bethany Palmer, ladies and gentlemen, The Money Couple, and the book, which I'm holding in my hand, The Five Money Personalities, Speaking the Same Love and Money Language. Of course, you can go to their website, themoneycouple.com, and really get into this and understand it. Quick break. Right back with Scott and Bethany.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Hi, this is Steve Tassinelli, and I'm a CPA with Holland Tax and Accounting Services. Our tax team holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years at Holland Financial. We have the expertise to help you manage your financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you're an individual or a business, you can rely on Holland Tax for personalized service and attention to detail. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free. That's 386-671-7526.
And we are back. Scott and Bethany Palmer on the line with me, The Money Couple. Double our pleasure, double our fun. We've got the couple. The money, five money personalities speaking the same love and money language. TheMoneyCouple.com. So I gave you a big fat challenge before the break. How do we fight fair? Let me rephrase that. How can you help my wife fight fair?
Also, that's what everybody says. How can we help other people learn how to fight fair when it comes to money? Such an important concept. And let me back up just a little bit and talk a little bit about why we need to fight fair, especially when it comes to money. You know, money impacts just about every decision that we make. And it's hard to believe that a lot of people say, well, you know what, we'll just keep our money separate. I'll keep my money over here and you keep your money over here. But the problem is you can't do that, and here's why. Money impacts us every day. You know, I just think of this morning, you know, our kids going to make lunch, or are they going to pack lunch, or are they going to buy it at school? You know, we go to drive them off to school, and stop and get gas. Are we going to get the high-grade gasoline or the low-grade gasoline? I mean, there's just money components to every single thing. You know, one of the things that we even hear couples fight about are simple things like coffee. You know, one person can't live without their Starbucks cup of coffee, and the other person thinks that's ridiculous, 25 cents brewed at home. And so we have these everyday conversations and conflicts that have opportunities to be able to just grate on your nerve and start fights. And money and our perspective of money comes very, very deep-seated. It isn't something, it's actually really our perspective of money comes from, and we believe is in your DNA. I mean, you can learn. I mean, I can learn how to be a saver, and I can learn how to be a security seeker, and that's important to do. I mean, I feel that everybody, if they're well-rounded, they'll have a little bit of all five of our money personalities, but we just have a way that we think about money. And so what happens is the fights can be so unbelievably heated, and they can be so unbelievably personal because you're putting down the DNA of a person. If I'm Scott, for example, his secondary money personality is security seeker. A security seeker needs a plan, and that's what they need. In order to have that security, they have to kind of have this clear vision of how they're going to get from point A to point B. And if I didn't understand that about Scott, it'd be so easy for me to say, come on, can't we just go with it a little bit? I mean, why do we have to have a plan for every single thing? The reason we have to have a plan for every single thing is because that's the way Scott is. And so if I would put that down, I'm not just putting down an activity, I'm putting down the way that he thinks. And it really goes to our heart. So we don't have time to go through all the different components of fighting fair and how to fight fair. That's really clearly outlined in our book. But what I can say is that if you learn how to fight fair, if you learn how to do it in a way, you will actually watch the love grow inside of your relationship. It's unbelievable.
You know, one of the awesome things about the money personality is that once you get your arms wrapped around, oh, okay, Bethany is this and this. Okay, spender, risk taker. So I'm not surprised when she's taking risks, and I'm not surprised that she's spending money. Now, we've come up with a way that where if we're going to spend more than $250 without the other person being in on the purchase, we just take a picture or text the person and clear it by them. And we just kind of have this unwritten rule that says if the other
person... It's actually written, honey.
Yeah, actually, we did write it down. But it is a written rule. That if we're going to spend more than $250, we just have the other person ask to get buy-in. And if the other person says, can we talk about that tonight, then the other person just doesn't buy it. And so one of the things that's so great about the money personality is that money surprises are the worst kind of surprises that we run into. And often those money surprises are what lead to these fights that we couples have, really nasty fights. But once you understand your money personality and once you understand your spouse's or partner's money personality, then you know the right questions to ask and you know how those two money personalities are working together, and suddenly you're not having as many fights. As a matter of fact, we see with couples that once they start using the money personality, once they start understanding their key differences, what we find is that the fighting goes down so much because they're not surprised. And in the book, we go through something called a money dump, which is how do you dump it all out on the table. And we also go through a money puddle, which is how do you have real specific money meetings. It's not to figure out what your retirement plan is. It's not to figure out how you're going to get out of debt in 3 months. It's really, how are you going to spend the time working together to make sure that your money relationship is right online? And once you have that money relationship, basically you're putting yourself into point. That's where you stop fighting. And you're going to find that when you're meeting about money, on a real specific, once, maybe twice a month, the fights go away and you actually stop talking about money as much.
That's very good. That was actually going to be my question, Scott, is how often these kind of conversations? Is something you try to have a structure to where it's monthly or?
Absolutely. Yeah. What we do, well, for Beth and I, when we first started it, we started twice a month. Every 2 weeks we would sit down. And I tell people, you know, there's a natural CFO in the family. There's a natural born CFO in the family. So you basically break it, down in a 45 minute meeting where this household CFO, basically does a report for the other person. Here's where we are with our debt. Here's where we are with it. Here's where we are with it. That's the first 15 minutes. That's called the evaluation. The second 15 minutes is your need. What do we need? If you're a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad and school's coming up, that's the second largest expenditure in the year next to Christmas, going back to school. You need to sit down and talk about what your needs are. And then the third part of the meeting is your dream. What are we doing together? Where are we going to go on vacation? When we retire someday, where do we want that to be? And what we find is that couples take either twice a month. Beth and I just do ours once a month because we've been doing it for the last 10 years. You're reminding yourself, oh, yeah, that's why we're doing this couple. And suddenly that saver feels validated because you're on that goal. That spender feels validated because they were able to say what their needs were. And so by having those regular money meetings, stop talking about money less. And what you're also going to find is the conversations that you do have are actually positive. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, that was I heard a little chuckle there, Bethany, in the background. We've got about a minute left. Any additional thoughts on that, Bethany?
We are so excited because we know that if we can empower couples to be able to have the money relationship of their dreams, and it's actually easier than people think it is. And so we just really want to encourage people to join in. We're really starting a community here, a love and money community that we're excited about, all starting with the foundation of knowing your two money personalities at themoneycouple.com.
Excellent. Well, I'm really glad you're on this mission, and I think a lot of people will be very much helped by this. So take a look at the website, themoneycouple.com, and the book, The Five Money Personalities, speaking the same love and money language, Scott and Bethany Palmer. And listen, thank you both very much for being with me, and we'll definitely have to check back in and have you back another time.
Well, thanks for having us.
It was great to be with you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.